listening to Hockey Moms Uncensored, where the gloves come off and the truth comes out. All right, welcome back to Hockey Moms Uncensored, episode 14.
Welcome back, y'all.
Yes, we're happy to be here. We took a little break last week because Emily had to go to the beach.
Sorry.
Whatever. It's fine. We'll give her a free pass. She got a little vacation. But now we're back and back in the swing of things. Mm-hmm. And I feel like hockey season is about to start, so we're going to have some really good content going forward. Today, we're going to... I don't say we're winging it, but we're kind of just talking off the cuff. We didn't have like a good plan, I'll be honest, with this episode, but it's going to be really good. We also have lots of children at the house today. So again, we try to edit out any like screams and shrieks and, you know, really bad things, but you might hear some background noise every now and then.
We promise they're not screams of terror. That's screams of joy.
That's exactly right. You also might hear like a drill every now and then. Like our garage is closed and my husband's doing stuff. You just never know. This is like the house of unknowns. What's going to happen.
Yeah, we're not in a padded studio.
Right.
It may not be perfect, but.
This is, I don't say makeshift. We had worked really hard on our setup.
It's a beautiful setup.
That's right. But it's not a professional studio. So.
Right.
One day we're going to get there.
But we're moms. It's just realistic. That's where we are.
That's exactly right. Today we're going to kind of, I don't say piggyback, but kind of like in the spirit of talking about moms and having kids here in the house, we're going to talk about having kids in sports, but also having multiple children and how you balance, you know, and like feed into every single one of them and making sure that it's even and making sure everyone gets the attention that they need and deserve. And then also, like, what's it like to have, like, an only child? Like, I just can't imagine what that life would be like. So, I think for me, like, talking about having multiple kids, because I have three kids. I'm going to have four next year.
Yeah.
So, it's, you know, it's something that I'm going to face. I know you have two kids. So, you probably have some, you know, inside scoop because you've already probably had to deal with this. Mine are still little. So, my youngest ones, they're not really into anything yet. So, I haven't really had to figure that out. But, like, I grew up as an only child, so, like, this is, like, a new territory for me because, like, everything was focused on me. I never had to share. I never had to, you know, not be the center of attention.
Yeah.
So, and even my husband, like, Cody, he was an only child, too. So, like, how two only children married each other, I don't know. But, anyways, I think both of us are – this is just, like, territory that we have no idea about.
Right.
And I know it's coming. I don't know. I need to be prepared for this, I guess.
Yeah, as best you can. I think in some ways you just wing it. But, and I only have two, so it's not like I have friends who have three, four, five, and that certainly adds to the complications. But it's definitely, we've definitely experienced having to juggle because my daughter dances.
Have you ever had an issue where you've had to divide and conquer?
Oh, absolutely. Many, many times, especially during hockey season this past year, which is our first travel season. So already, as we've talked about before, huge learning curve. And my daughter decided to be in a production of The Nutcracker at, it's like our state's biggest professional ballet studio. So it's a very big production.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of rehearsals. It's across town. Like, we live in the suburbs. This is downtown Birmingham.
Oh, gosh.
So, there was a lot to juggle there.
Yeah.
And, you know, thankfully, I'm not a single parent, so we were able to kind of divide and conquer. There were a few days where, you know, my husband had work or drill or those sorts of things, and I was bouncing back and forth between hockey and ballet, and I've had to rely on friends before and that sort of thing. But you just kind of make it work.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Well, and you don't have family here either, so it's not like you can just call grandma, grandpa. I mean, yours are closer, but it's not, it's not easy to just be like, last minute, hey, I need your help, 911, come pick them up. So you've, sounds like you've really had to like rely on your tribe and like the people around you, and you have to find people that you trust. And, you know, I feel like that's hard sometimes because, you know, when you get into a new sport or into a new situation, you're like feeling everybody out, right? Like, okay, like, you know, like you like everybody. I'm not saying that.
Sure.
Like you're being judgy, but you're like, okay, like I like you. Like I trust you with my child. I feel like you're not going to let anything happen to them. So, okay.
Not a weirdo.
You're not a weirdo. That's right. I used that word the other day. Like, you're not a weirdo. You're not going to touch my kid inappropriately.
Yeah.
So you kind of find those people and then you kind of rely on each other.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of one reason I also wanted to talk about this podcast or talk about this subject on the podcast is because in hockey in the South, you know, we've talked a lot about how we have our rink here in Birmingham. The closest, the other rinks that are closest to us are like 2 hours, 2.5 hours away. And let's just say that, heaven forbid, Pelham Civic Center like burned to the ground. Hey, that's not going to happen. But, you know, what if something happened and the program stopped and your kids still loved hockey? Like, then what? Right?
Right.
Or we were talking to someone last night that they take their kid to Columbus, which is 2.5 hours or so away, to be on a double A team. Like, they're a little bit more competitive and they felt like that was a better fit for their son. And it's like, if you have multiple children, how do you make that work? And how do you, like, feed into one kid, but also making sure that your other ones aren't, like, just kind of along for the ride,
They're
you know?
They're not getting the short end of the stick.
Yeah.
And having to make sacrifices. Because as parents, I think it's okay for us to have to make some sacrifices. You know, we may not get to go on the vacation we want to that year, or, you know, we sacrifice some of our clothing money or whatever.
Yeah.
Our time. But we don't want our kids to feel like they're sacrificing. And, you know, kids are resilient and they can certainly make some sacrifices for each other. But you don't want one to feel like they're always getting the short end of the stick.
Exactly. And that's, again, I don't want to say it's a worry, but I just want to make sure that when that time comes, I'm prepared and I'm making the right decisions. Yeah. And, you know, I feel like Stealth being the oldest, he kind of gets... he gets it all, you know, like we're just really feeding into him. And the second, you know, oldest is going to be 4. And we've, you know, somewhat gotten him into hockey. But I feel like it's always like, oh, Stealth has to go to hockey camp. And Stealth has to go to do the 3-on-3. And Stealth is going to play travel. And he's going to play house league. And it's like, well, what about Blaine? You know, I know he's only 4, yeah. But, you know, the sooner you get him into hockey, the better they're going to be. And I feel like we haven't signed him up for as much stuff.
Yeah.
And we did like one little like program of like learn to skate. And then we did like some little private lessons with somebody not too long ago. Sorry for the bell. It's a bike in the garage. It's not that far away. But I feel like poor little Blaine sometimes would kind of get skipped over because we're like, oh, he's only 4. You know, do we really need to, again, add in an extra level of stress and, you know, money and, you know, one more place we have to be when he's just 4.
But on the flip side, he's probably going to benefit a lot from things you're learning.
True.
From Stealth. You know, like, y'all will get him in sooner
because
you've already been through the process and kind of figured out what you need to do and figured out the equipment. And so, yes, in some ways, he may kind of get that middle child syndrome and get the short end of the stick, but in a lot of ways, he'll also benefit from the knowledge that you've learned.
That's true.
From that trial kid.
That Stealth didn't have. You're right. That's exactly the pancake.
Yeah.
The first pancake. Well, and that's exactly right, because I do think, you know, they always say like the second kid's better because they like kind of grow up watching the older one, and maybe that'll be kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
And here's another thing. What if he doesn't like hockey? Like what if, you know,
you don't want to force him into hockey just because that's what brother plays.
Exactly. Yeah. And I know
it's hard.
Like with your kids, you have a girl and a boy. So it's kind of, it's a different situation, but like I know some, you know, some friends, they have a boy and a girl and they're into like baseball and softball. Well, did they kind of already kind of get pushed into that sport because the older one's playing? You know, it's like, what if Blaine could have been a great, you know, I can't even think of an example. Because, like, I mean, I want to try every sport, but, like, what if he had been a great soccer player?
Yeah.
And the fact that Stealth didn't like soccer, we don't focus on soccer, and he just kind of gets skipped over. I'm like, well, hockey or nothing. You know, we don't do that.
But I was going to say, I don't feel like y'all do that. I mean, he's played T-ball.
He did do a little soccer
program.
If he,
like, came home and was like, I want to play basketball, I feel like y'all would be like, okay, we'll make it work.
That's exactly right. But. And, I mean, he likes all kinds of different sports. And so I think that, like you said, we'll try to make him as well-rounded as possible. Mm-hmm. And, again, like with the first kid, we tried soccer. And we're like, you know, I just don't really think – you're going to be a soccer player.
Yeah.
So you kind of, I don't want to say you kind of learn through
trial
making
an error.
Yes. Trial and error of like we've talked about this, you know, like Stealth and Chip. I mean, they're like good sized kids, but they're not going to be linebackers.
Right. They're not going to be, you know, University of Alabama.
No. I know you're tired from those early morning practices.
No. Quarterbacks even. I don't think she will have the hype for that.
Right. But so you kind of learn like genetically, this is probably not maybe the path that we need to take. If you want to play some little flag football, you want to play some other little sports, that's fine. But we kind of know like where we want to kind of lead you. And the same with my younger kids. Like I kind of we've been through some sports and like I've kind of seen you like dabble in different ones and I kind of know what you would like, but luckily Blaine really does love hockey.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's just because we always play, we're always at the hockey rink.
You're always there. Yeah.
It's like, you know what you know. It's like, I grew up in Kentucky. I didn't grow up in like Colorado and like, maybe I would have been a great skier or a snowboarder.
Me too. Yeah.
Or whatever, but I didn't have the opportunity because I didn't live there. So I don't know. I guess it's all about like your environment sometimes too, and you just kind of fall into that area.
It's like nature versus nurture.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like, Addie, like you were a dancer, so like you kind of naturally probably put her into that.
Yeah, but then for a while she decided she didn't want to dance, and so that's okay. We did something else. But then she kind of found her way. We tried a bunch of different things, but then she found her way back to it. Right. So, and she does more she enjoys competitive dancing more than ballet, and I was more ballet.
So she found her own thing. Yeah, her own little path. So it's not always, you know, you just never know, like, what's going to happen. And you always hear stories of, like, especially dads. I hate to talk bad about dads, but they're like, you know, the dad was a football player and he wanted a son and his son likes to play the guitar. And which is fine. But, you know, these dreams of having a little mini football player just don't happen. So I think you're right. Like, kids will find where they're supposed to be as long as we kind of, like you said, nurture and feed that passion.
And allow them to try different things.
Exactly.
Their passions may not be your passions.
That's right. And then trying to understand the passion of like, okay, I don't know anything about this.
Yes.
We didn't know anything about hockey.
Oh, nope.
We figured it out, right?
Right.
So, because you just want your kids to be happy. Mm-hmm. And so I think, like you said, with each kid, you kind of, you will do that. You will make sure that you feed into them the best way that you possibly can. What about like, how do you choose, like, who goes where? Like, if Chip and Addie have something on the same night or the same day or whatever, how do you choose who goes where?
I feel like we tend to default to boys and girls.
Okay.
You know, like,
maybe
that's not the best plan, but, like, during Nutcracker season and hockey season, a lot of times I would take Addie to dance and Wes would take Chip to hockey, but sometimes we'll flip-flop. Yeah. I mean, obviously we don't want one to feel like they're getting more attention from one parent than the other.
Right.
So it just kind of depends. I would say we alternate to an extent. But I would say our default would be I'm going to dance and Wes is going to hockey.
Yeah. Have you ever had a situation where, say, like Wes has been working and you had like Addie and Chip and you've had to, like, take one here.
Oh, yeah.
And then take another one here. Have someone else picked up. Like, has that ever been a situation?
Oh, yeah. Plenty of times. Thankfully, you know, we have friends that are willing to help out. And, you know, like you said, our parents aren't immediately here. But if I plan ahead, they're within a couple of hours. So I have, there have been a few times, like if Wes is gone for an extended period, that I can plan to have them here to help get people various places, or especially if like Wes is gone and I'm working, I'll arrange to have grandparents or babysitters. Sometimes we pay somebody to do the Ubering.
You're exactly right.
I feel like somebody should start a Uber for kids.
That's right.
Probably be very lucrative.
I feel like I saw something for like teens. Like there's like an Uber for teens.
Oh, okay.
But like you said, like with kids, like they need like car seats, and like background. Like I feel like it needs to be more strict.
Yeah, it needs to be background checked.
More strict and, you know, have maybe babysitting background or something.
Right.
But I feel like that might be a thing.
I know.
Because you're right. Because I think about, I mean, luckily I have a pretty flexible work schedule and so does Cody. But there has been times when things have overlapped and we've kind of had to scramble. We don't have family close. They're six hours away. So we've kind of, and honestly, we've never really had to utilize friends. Not that we haven't wanted to. It's just never really come to that.
Yeah.
But I feel like we would now. You know, like we've kind of found our people.
Mm-hmm.
But we've always just kind of figured it out and made it work. But there's been many times when, like, I have felt bad for the younger ones. Because, like, with hockey, we've talked about, like, it's late at night.
Mm-hmm.
And say Cody had something he had to do. You know, I'm traipsing out with these two little kids, especially in the winter when it gets dark at, like, 5 o'clock.
Right, and it's cold.
It's cold. So you're trying to get all these little kids out. Like, I've put them in their pajamas before, mm-hmm. and I'm like, we're just going to go in our pajamas. And we're, you know, meeting Cody, and he's leaving, and I'm picking up Stealth. And, you know, it's, again, like, they're fine. Like you said, kids are resilient, but they're just kind of along for the ride. And hopefully the more kids you have, like, the easier it gets, you know, because you're just kind of, like, they're just used
getting
to
that
it.
Routine. Yeah.
They just are used to kind of hanging out and being there. I know there's another mom at the rink. She has 4 kids, and 2 of hers play hockey, and the younger 2, you know, they just
hang out.
You hang out, and you bring toys and snacks and iPads, mm-hmm. and they just kind of, I don't know, it's like as you have multiple children or the subsequent children, it's like they're born realizing that this is how I have to be, and this is my life, and I just got to roll with it.
It's just normal for them.
Yeah, exactly. And I think after I had my 3rd, Riker, I have gotten even better of being like, hey, can you hold her? Hey, can you push a stroller? Or hey, can you do this? Because I don't ever like to like be a burden on people. Yeah. Like, it's really hard for me to ask for help sometimes. Because I'm like, I don't, like, what if they don't want to hold my baby? Or what if they don't want to do that? And I'm like, here, you got to, you know. But I'm getting more comfortable. Like I said, as I found my people, I feel more comfortable, like, asking for help. But what worries me down the road is that, like, let's just say, you know, because they're never going to play at the same time in the same age group. And let's just say the tournament is not at the same place with the same age groups.
Yeah, it's complicated.
Like, who goes where?
Mm-hmm.
And then I have other kids, and it's like, okay, like, does Cody take 2 and I take 2?
Yeah.
Or does, you know, like, do I take all the littles and take Blank? You know, it's like, how mm-hmm. are we going to figure that out? And, again, I don't know if anybody's ever commented on our podcast or ever emailed us, but please do that so we can hear from you guys, like, what y'all have done in the past. Because that's what probably worries me the most is, like, making sure that, I don't know, like, just everybody is taken care of and splitting your time. And, like, I don't want to miss Blaine. Like, if he's playing, I want to see him. Mm-hmm. But I also want to see Stealth and my other kids. I want to see them. And it's like, I don't know. I just have that mom guilt.
Oh, I know.
I guess. I don't know.
But, like, everything. You can find mom guilt in anything.
That's right.
But, like we said, kids are resilient. And I feel like, if they see you putting effort into being there, like, they feel that. They know they're loved. And they also, kids love their siblings, too. So they also want their siblings to get time with parents. And, you know, there may be time, maybe in therapy when they grow up, they're like, well, my parents clearly loved my sibling more
than me. They were the favorites. That's right. Well, I like what you said earlier about how, like, even though usually it's like boys go with boys and girls go with girls, like, to flip-flop that mm-hmm. and, like, make a conscious effort of, like, mommy doesn't always take Addie to dance.
Right.
Like, mommy takes me to hockey, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's, like, having that, it's not just, like, that one, like you said, default parent, like, I always go with Addie, I always go with Chip.
Exactly.
And just making that conscious effort.
And, so, like, it's probably more, like, I'm at hockey a lot, obviously, but it's probably more or more likely that Wes would be like, yeah, I'm going to do hockey instead of dance. And he doesn't do that, but just men in general, I feel like, would be more likely like, no, I'm going to go do the guy thing.
For sure.
But he's pretty good about, you know, making effort to try to be interested in dance, too, even though that's certainly not something he would naturally be bent towards.
Right. It's like, I love my daughter. I love that she's doing this, so I'm going to, like, take one for the team.
Because I love her passion for it. I'm going to love that art as well.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and even, you know, even though our younger ones aren't in sports, I mean, there's been many times when I'm like, okay, you know, I got to go do this. You take one. And, like, Cody will kind of default to, like, oh, I'll take Stealth or I'll take Blaine. Like, he doesn't take Riker, which is the girl. So, I don't know. But I think, like you said, it's just like a natural man thing.
I also think it's age, too. I think men are naturally like, let me take the older ones.
Like,
the ones that don't require diapers and that can verbalize what is bothering them.
What they need, exactly.
Yeah, or what they need,
That's right. That's a good point. Like, you take the baby.
Yeah.
You take that one and I'll take this one. Well, when we found out we were having a 4th baby, I was like, what are we going to do? Like, how are we going to get everybody there? Because, like, even our vehicles now, like, we can't transport everybody.
Yeah.
And he was like, we might have to drive separate. And I was like, well, I don't want to do that. Like, I want everybody. Like, I have this, again, like, this,
you might have to buy a minivan.
That is, like, a hard pass for me.
Yeah, no.
No judgment to minivan moms.
No, I'm with you there, girl.
And I'm sure they're real convenient.
I mean, we've rented one for a trip before, and it's very comfortable.
Oh, yeah, comfortable. Like, you don't have to worry about, like, dings in the doors. Yes. They slide.
Open, but
they have TVs, yeah. But I'm
UConn
just...
or...
I'm just like an SUV Expedition mom. Like, that's just my vibe, you know?
Yeah, yeah. We'll be there.
But even then, I was like, well, I don't want to split up. Like, you know, we all got to go together. Yeah. And he was like, well, honey, you know, how are we going to get all our crap in there? I'm like, well... I don't know. That was just not an option for me.
Yeah.
Like, we all have to be together. We all have to do it together as a family. But I know that as time goes on, that's not always going to be the case. Luckily, with technology now, like, we can record stuff. And
true.
They have, you know.
Live streams.
Barn of everything. And you can see all the things. And I'll just have to watch one on my little TV and then watch one in real life. And... Then we'll swap. Yeah. Exactly. So I think that this is a natural stressor, I guess.
Oh, absolutely.
That parents have, but understanding that we all go through it and it's just part of life. And, you know, I think about me being an only child, like, I would have given anything for siblings. Like, that's one thing that's why I ended up having a big family, because I wanted to give what I didn't have to my kids. Mm-hmm. And like you said, in therapy, they're like, I really wish my mom just had me. You know, like, yeah. I'm sure they're going to be pissed off because they have a big family. So, you know, I know this is a clean show, but it's like, you know, the road to hell was paved with good intentions.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, we all are just doing our best out here. But I really want to make sure that everyone feels special. Mm-hmm. Everyone feels valued, and it's not like, well, mom always goes with the girls, or, you know, I don't know what the fourth one's going to be, but let's just say it's a girl. Mom always goes with the girls, and dad always goes with the boys. I don't ever want them to feel like we're split.
Right.
So I think, like you said, just make a conscious effort to, you know, everybody kind of flip-flop, you know, and then using your tribe, and like, hey, Emily, I'm not going to be able to be there. Mm-hmm. Like, can you get self? Can you bring him here? Can you do this? Like, you just rely on other people.
Okay, moms, hockey expenses might have you in a 5-year-old bra, but with Splendies, there's no reason for your panties to be old. Splendies sends you 3 new pairs of cute panties every month for just $16.99, and right now, you can get your first month for only $5. Go to splendies.com to subscribe today.
So I feel like kind of the main theme of this is, like, from the parent side is... it takes, like, just a lot of, like, self-sacrifice for, like, a short period of time, and you can't be selfish. Like, you know, that's what they say. Like, you just pour yourself into your kids.
Right.
And I wouldn't have it any other way. I do think that it's important to have some self-care in there. Of course, you know, like, we gotta, you know, treat ourselves too.
Yes.
But one thing, I feel like we've kind of focused on the negative of, like, oh, like, someone's gonna feel left out, or someone's not gonna feel special, or someone's gonna feel like mommy likes him more than me. But there can be some positives to having, like, a sibling that's in, like, a sport that they do really well, or they're really successful in a sport. So, I mean, there's not always negative to it.
Right.
You know? So.
And, like, my daughter is on the dance team, as I mentioned earlier, and they just got a nationals bid, which is at Disney World. And so Chip is going to get to tag along, and we'll get to go to one of our favorite places.
Exactly.
Because of her... sport,
yeah,
or art, whatever you want to call it, and so that's definitely a benefit.
That's
and I mean, like, Addie's made friends with other siblings on teams for, like, hockey, and Chip makes friends with siblings for her team. And we've gotten to go. I mean, we haven't done a whole lot of, like, fancy exploring or anything in any of our travel hockey locations, but it's still, kids love a hotel and a hotel pool.
Heck yeah!
So it's even simple. That has been fun for Addie.
Like,
so
going out to eat and just being in a different
city
location, you know, just being somewhere besides home. So so I think there can definitely be positives. And like you said, I mean, I know Blaine, especially with him being 3, he really liked the pool and he likes being there.
Yeah,
Riker, she was 1. Or a little bit younger than 1. And, like, being in a hotel is not her favorite thing. But I think we have some plans for the future to, like, maybe make that a better situation. Just throw money at it. Like, sometimes you just got to, like, buy the special sound machine and, like, the blackout crib topper. And you just pay and just buy stuff. And hopefully it's better. But like, with Chip, I mean, I know y'all love Disney World. But, like, you might not have wanted to go next year.
Yeah.
And so, like, the fact that she's getting to go, I'm like, well, this is an excuse for us to
go,
and he's going to get to benefit from his big sister. So there can be some positive things of, like, you know, experiences that you might not have had if your older sibling or younger sibling or however it goes didn't get to do that.
Right. So. And also, I think it's good for kids to know they're not the center of the universe.
That's
very
true.
We have siblings, and sometimes I give up some of my time for my sibling, and probably at some point they'll have to give up some for me.
Yeah.
And I think that's okay.
That's very true.
For kids to not always get to do exactly what they want, to sometimes have to do something for their brother or sister.
That's a very good point. Coming from, because see, I don't have siblings. Like, I didn't have to grow up like that. It was all about me. But, you know, and even like coming from an only child life, even like being married, it was hard transition to like not just think about yourself. So we're teaching them teaching these kids life lessons of, like you said, it's not always about you. Sometimes you have to give up your time and not get to do the things you want to do for someone else. And that was something that I had to learn, like, I guess more like when I had roommates in college and then when I had boyfriends or whatever. But really when I got married, I mean, I remember when Cody and I first got married, it was like, you know, the light was on. I was like, you turn off the light. No, you turn off the light. No, you do it. No, you do it. I need some water. Go get me some water. No, you get me some water. You know, it's like just because we were just used to being like catered to because our parents had no one else to worry about. And I think about, Cody tells me all the time, because he was really big into sports. Again, golf ended up being kind of his main sport. But when he played baseball or he played basketball, like, he had lessons like all the time. He's like, yeah, I'd go like 2-3 times a week and do baseball lessons. And I was a catcher and, you know, I did all this stuff. And I'm like, really? This is like new information like a few weeks ago. I had no idea.
That's funny.
We've been married for 9 years. And I'm like, I did not know that. And, you know, like when he played golf, like we lived in a really small town. So his parents would drive him an hour and a half, like once or twice a week to play golf. Well, when you have one kid, that's easy
doable.
To do.
Yeah.
It's very easy to do. I feel like if Stealth was the only child, I mean, we've talked about this in other episodes, like going up north or to Canada to like a camp.
Yeah.
I mean, not that that's not possible, but it would be really easy to be like, yeah, let's do it when you have one kid.
Absolutely.
Because you do, I mean, that's just so, I don't know. And I get a little bit jealous of people at the rink that only have one kid because, I mean, they just like, as long as that one's good and like in between games, like they just have so much less to worry about.
Yeah.
And I'm over here like, okay, where's this one? Where's that one? Okay. Everybody's accounted for. I mean, not that I'm mad about it. Like, I'm very blessed, but I just think it's funny to kind of see the dynamic of like an only child household, and you know, you can just get them whatever, and you have, maybe you don't have like all the money to spend, but they just, you don't have anybody else to worry about.
Right.
So I feel like, I don't know, the opportunities are, I wouldn't say better, they're just different opportunities.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I think, again, coming from an only child home, as an adult, like, I wish I had siblings in a bigger family that I could, like, rely on. So, again, they can work all that out in therapy one day.
Yes.
But, but when it comes to, like, sports and things, I think if I were a kid and I looked up in the stands and I saw my, like, brother, sister, whatever, I'd be so excited.
Oh, for sure.
You know? And I know even Stealth, like, he loves, like, banging on the glass and, like, waving at his brother and his sister. So, I think, you know, there's obviously there's pros and cons to everything. I think we talk about that a lot. You know, there's no one way to.
Right. There's no handbook or rule book.
Like, you just kind of have to figure out what works best for you. But I think we're all just trying to do our best. And when that time comes that you're trying to figure out, like, oh, okay, Stealth has a big tournament and so does Blaine. Like, who goes where? Or do we go to this for a little bit and then come back? I mean, you just manage it best you can.
Wing it. And, you know, make sure your kids feel as loved as you possibly can.
That's right. That's exactly right. But I think that this is a very relevant topic because, like, this is stuff that people really deal with.
Yeah.
You know?
Hockey or any other sport.
Like, yeah.
Or music or dance or whatever extracurricular your kids are into.
Have you seen that TikTok video where it's more baseball, but it's like, don't be judging me when my second kid's walking around with no shoes, like a popsicle in their mouth, like dirty from head to toe. It's like,
I haven't, but it sounds relatable.
But it's like, they're just, you know, you're just trying to manage, like,
yes,
you're alive, you're happy. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, you want, again, we've talked about this before. You want six bags of Skittles? Like, I
don't
care. Just live your life for a minute. But yeah, I think just making sure that everyone feels taken care of. And then, like I said, making sure that we feel taken care of is like moms too. And
yeah.
I think, I don't know, I'm really into self-care now. Like, I think we have to be the best version of ourselves so we can give them the best version of, wait, we have to be our best self so we can give them the best version of us, right? we hope you enjoyed this episode of Hockey Moms Uncensored, where we talked all about having multiple kids and how not to spread yourself too thin, because we all can do that. But we all love our kids. We all try to do the best for them. And at the end of the day, you're doing good, Mom. So if you ever question it, like, you're doing a good job.
Yeah, pat yourself on the back. They're going to end up in therapy one way or another. So just do the best you can.
Well, we hope you join us next week for our next episode.
Bye, y'all.